Blog Talk Radio.
There we go.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, tune in. Today's show, I'm going to feature Jessica Delfino and talent from the New York Funny Song Festival 2015, to which and with I was part of. I'm thrilled to be in. It was a great festival. Jessica Delfino and her crew did a great job. Special shout out to also Kelly Dwyer, who was behind the scenes on the stage and everywhere helping out as well. But Jessica put together an amazing, amazing event. And today I want to feature some of the songs from some of the... I met so many talented people. I mean, incredibly talented people. I'm going to start off with... Let's get a nice Jessica Delfino song to start out with. How about Hipsters by Jessica Delfino? She put the whole thing together, and being a great talent herself, does an amazing job at promoting comedians and musicians, and this festival was just outrageous. And as they say, off the hook, here we go, Jessica Delfino, Hipsters.
I'd really like to help, but I must confess, every time I buy a latte, I'm just adding to the mess. I'm a hipster, gentrifying this old town. I'm just a hipster, and I'm gentrifying this old town. The graffiti on the wall is fresh and isn't shared by gangster fairies.
You can go to Jessica Delfino on Facebook and friend her and follow her. This woman, I've always believed in her. She's such a talent, and she just keeps doing amazing things. Just a brave, brave lady who takes on the nonconformist world. She's got videos up, too, you can see. I love her. I just have to mention that there were so many talented people at this venue. and amongst those that I met were a nice guy, Bill. I don't want to say his name right. I have to check on everything here. Sorry. I'm multitasking. Bill, where are you, Bill? I'll find it in a second. Anyway, but amongst those was also Kelly Dwyer, which you should check out. Kelly Dwyer, let me find her website, www.killykillythekid.com. Check her out there, but her name is Kelly Dwyer, and she's got two albums out. And let's play a little bit right now. She's very imaginative and very funny. Here we go.
Oh, yeah! I got something stuck up in my grill! Chill, I got flaws, boss. It's 2:30. Since I was a kid, my melon was filled with dread. That my teeth would all fall out of my pretty little head. Thrice on the daily, I clean my potty mouth hole. It's the yap that I trap food in. Kiss, swear, sing, blow, hole. I wanna chew my cud till my dying breath, eating hardcore food till my hardcore death. One time I couldn't find any floss to floss my teeth with, so I pulled up Penny's hair and I flossed with it. Floss, come and come to season 2. Floss, show your teeth who is a floss boss.
Then Kelly can be seen at the Delancey on the 12th at 7 p.m. playing a full multimedia set. That's June 12th. And also at QED, Don't Feed the Musician, Rob Perovian show on June 20th at 8 p.m. On the 21st, she has 4 gigs as part of Make Music New York in 3 boroughs. Check her website for details. Okay. She's very talented, very talented. A lot of talented women, especially at this event. I wish I could say everybody's name, but there's like, they had the 50s song contest and the, oh, it's too much. Let me see if I remember some of the guys here. A really funny guy that I perform with here. Okay, Bill Dizel. So check him out, Bill Dizel. Camille Harris, thank you for backing me up on keyboard there when my other thing failed. And Lauren Mall was a terrific host. Some of the bands, Squirm and Germ, Afterbirth Monkey, Sam and Bill, Hardwood, Girls with Brown Hair, Chroma Keys, Dreamstalks, Drew Jacobs, Ali Gortz, Bill Dizel, Kelly Dwyer, and Fenris. Am I saying that right? I'm just naming a few of the people. There was just so many. You could check out the website. It's on Facebook. I made a video of it, and you could check it out. But let's play more of. I got to remember everybody who was there because. Let's see. Today I'm just playing people. I'm trying to find the people that were there to play their funny songs. Okay. All right. You know what? While I'm looking, I'm going to play one of my funny songs, because what happened to me was I just didn't know how to download my darn iPod. And so I had somebody playing for me, and we didn't rehearse, and not her fault. She's a very good musician, but this is how it should have gone, okay? Here we go.
Why? Oh, no. Now I have two men to play the where is game with. You know that game where men never know where anything is? You know why men can't find anything? Because they're too busy asking you where it is. It's like I have nothing better to do than to hide all their possessions. Oh, look, my husband's wallet. He'll probably be looking for this soon. He'll never find it here. My son's favorite toy. I know I can listen to him cry for it for hours. I'm evil. And they're always calling out your name, and it's always at the same time. Ma, Nancy, where is my uterus isn't a homing device. Leave me alone.
Gotta run.
Gotta hide. Here they come. Oh, no. Where can I go?
Performing at the festival. Again, Jessica Delfino, kudos to you and your crew for doing a great job. Also at the festival, one of my favorite groups, irreverent as heck, get ready, it's Afterbirth Monkey, Booty Call.
I'm good, guys, come on, silent, the numbers. Shut up, it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
It's Afterbirth Monkey. You know.
Hang out? You out?
What are you up to? Do you want to, like,
chill with
us?
Whatever. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
bum bum bum.
Afterbirth monkey in the house.
Everybody grab your cellular phone.
It's time to get freaky.
Go into the bar, all look away. What a shitty end to a very shitty day. Just want to unwind, but don't want to be alone when it pops in your mind, so take out your phone. Sexting is really passe. You know a better, sexier, nasty way. Because it's a quarter after two, what the fuck you gonna do? Why not call some hottie for a late night rendezvous? It's easy, but some say it's sleazy to call and say, baby, squeeze me, tease me, and please me. But you're bored and you're horny, ain't got work in the morning, and a little vice is nice on your cellular device. Now it's your chance to take fate by the balls. Do a little dance with the booty call.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone, start to dial. Hang up the phone, wait a little while. Do another shot, liquid courage. Whiskey, whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Our phones go click, 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 click as we're taking pictures of our tricks. And then we send to all our friends with benefits. Listen up, cutie, if you want to get some booty, type some dirty words, make it quick, make us want to grab our dick. Our phones are blowing up with a million little texts saying, afterbirth monkey, do you want to have sex? If you think that you're next, you want to have a chance, and it's time to learn the booty call dance.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Shit, it's my phone. Oh, my God.
Why didn't you turn the ringer on?
I'm sorry, I thought I did. Hold on.
Answer it.
Okay, I'm trying. Let me get it.
Hello?
Hey, guys, it's Sherry. What's up? Do you want to, like, hang out or something on whatever?
Oh my God.
It's Sherry fucking Vine.
That's right, bitches. Tinder, Craigslist, I don't care. What doesn't kill makes you longer. Anticipation vibrating in my underwear. The pressure's getting stronger. Smear my lipstick on your titties while you grind her up on my bitties. Jacked and stupid, okay, Cupid, Snapchat, my plenty of fishies. I want you to come on over. Come on over.
Come on over. Oh, hold on, I'm getting a call on the other line. Ugh, it's my ex trying to hit me up for a booty call. Gotta go.
Get it.
Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Grab your phone.
Okay, I'm calling.
Start to dial.
So cute.
Hang up the phone.
Okay, I can't.
Wait a little while. Do another shot. Liquid courage.
Woo!
Whiskey makes you frisky. Remember how long it's been since you last had sex? That shit is getting dusty. Whether you're calling a new lay or even an ex, there's no need to be fussy. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance. Booty call dance.
Gotta love my afterbirth monkey. Speaking of which, let's go to Squirm and Germ, Pregnant in the Club. They were also part of the festival.
It's Saturday night and time to unwind. You're looking hot, girl, you ain't a nine. Use a dime, you say tonight's the night, and you ain't gonna budge from the dance floor. Go ahead, boo, we won't judge that you're pregnant in the club. It ain't no thing that she's pregnant in the club. Mommy needs a night out, yeah, she's pregnant in the club. Got a bun in the oven, yeah, she's pregnant in the club. She says I'm dancing for two now with this bundle of joy. Just cause I got some baby bump don't mean that we can't dry hump. My belly button popped out, ready to pull the umbilical. I don't know who the baby daddy, but we got all biblical. Your doctor says that you should be on bed rest. But tonight dancing, baby, mama knows best. She came here tonight, y'all, with high expectations. And she don't give a damn, she got them premature lactations. Just a little breast milk. It's completely natural. Pregnant in the club. It ain't no thing that you.
she's pregnant in the club. Mommy needs a night out, yeah, she's pregnant in the club. Gonna get a swerve on, yeah, she's pregnant in the club. Go, 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 go. Look at you being all fine and all friggers. My morning sunshine, you my bacon and niggas. Compared to Shaq in a tutu, you move much better. Your form's so divine, I wanna knit you some sweaters.
Pregnant in the club.
It ain't no thing that she's pregnant in the club. Mommy needs her night out, yeah, she's pregnant in the club. Rub up on that baby bump, she's pregnant in the club. You, 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 you. You don't need no glow stick, you got that pregnant glow. We don't need no formula, we got the natural flow. You don't need no glow stick, you got that pregnant glow. We don't need no formula, we got the natural flow.
Oh girl, don't you dare give birth out on that dance floor.
Woo, thank God they were just some Toni Braxton Hicks contractions, y'all. That's right. Breathe again, breathe again. Pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club. Pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club, pregnant in the club.
And now Katie Goodman.
Listen up! This song goes out to all the ladies in the house who pee when they sneeze.
You wake up one day and it takes you by surprise.
What?
You go to read the paper,
but something's wrong with your eyes.
And then you look in the mirror and think this must be some trick. If your boobs were any lower, they would be a stomach. Cause baby, you 40.
You how old?
Yeah, baby, you 40.
How'd that happen?
Needing support, eh? Don't look down, Lordy. You out on your own, giving single life a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You meet a 28-year-old guy and he thinks you're really hot.
Smoking.
He asks you back to his list.
He wants some of your sugar.
You think you passed for 30, but oh, shit.
He just like cougar.
Baby, you 40.
Ain't that some shit?
You want a cavorte. Mm-hmm. You think you look sporty.
Work in that tracksuit.
But you just look like an escorte. You do. Your life is all stress, folks say.
Look at her.
Yelled at the dog, at the kids, at the telemarketer.
Don't call them dinner.
You wake up in a sweat, wonder what the hell could cause all of this. Then you realize you're
perimenopausal.
Hey, you 40.
Be nice to her.
Black cohosh, you horny.
I don't even know what that
and
is.
And when you sleep, you snorty.
Like a pig, oh.
Dating a guy named Morty. You're good at your job, smarter than a 30-year-old lad. Because if you got fired, ain't no one gonna hire you. But you want another baby,
oh,
and you're reasoning you are deaf. We got one thing to say, girl.
IBF.
Baby, you 40.
Oh, yeah, I'm up in the house.
Your minivans, your transport, eh?
Cause it's cold.
So many kids you could export, eh?
One, two, three, four.
I wanna be famous. I wanna be famous. I live alone in a small apartment. I've got no money and I've got no job. I'm a real nice girl with a good personality. And I can cook and I have a kitchen. By now I should be a star. I can even sort of play guitar. But I'm not rich, I'm poor and lonely. I live alone in a small apartment. I watch TV most every evening and cry myself to sleep. I don't know what to do with my life, but I really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be famous. Really, 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 really want to be so famous. I'll at least be famous. 2, 3, it's not that hard. All I gotta do is find someone, maybe a CEO, or maybe someone like the guy who runs something, like the country or whatever. I don't know where to get a weapon. I really don't even know how to use one, but I'm smart and I can figure it out. And then I am gonna really, really be famous. I read in a magazine it's really important. I hope my mom is proud of me when she sees me on TV. Gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Come on, everyone, let's clap. Kill somebody important. I'm gonna kill somebody important with a gun. Kill somebody important with a knife. Kill somebody important with my mind. I'm gonna kill somebody important. Kill somebody important. Okay, then stop clapping. Kill somebody important. Maybe I won't be a star, but I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous. I'll at least be famous.
That was Jessica Delfino again. Special kudos because the great job she did with the New York Funny Song Festival. I was thrilled to be a part of it, even though I had some musical glitches. Ah, I hate when that happens. Oh, time's going fast here on the show. I want to do a shout-out to Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters. This Tuesday she won't be having a show because she's working on a big surprise, but you can listen to all of her celebrity interviews. They stay online. You could download them for free and check her out. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday, but this one at 4 p.m. So you want to check her out. And a special shout-out. I'm going to play some more Kelly Dwyer in the future. I'm going to download some of her stuff. She sent it to me. And also look for it on my television show, The Nancy Lombardo Show, okay? Oh, this weather. Well, I had a song, and I got to find it again. Anyway, yeah, here we go. We're going to go out with this song probably. And again, it was a terrific, terrific show. The New York Funny Song Festival. I couldn't even. There were so many great acts. I'm going to be playing them throughout the future shows, as I get their music. But they're just so much talent out there. Who knows? And shout out to Camille Harris. And I'm going to get some more of her music. Very, very funny. The Muffin Man. Check out Camille Harris online. Jessica Delfino, great job. Chrissy Dwyer, great job, as well. Chrissy, one of Chrissy. Kelly Dwyer. Okay. Sorry, having a bit of a allergy moment here. Oh, let's just go on my music, okay.
I won't stream of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic and labeled wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that canary food was for the elderly. It makes sense. All those big black and white labels. Tuna, spaghetti, dressing. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with soul. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.
This is Nancy Lombardo, host of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget to watch my show every Friday at 7 p.m. on MNN.org, 7 p.m. Fridays, or live on three channels in New York City. There you go. All righty. Have a good day.